Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masech Schul, and we're up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Behema makasha leilid. If an animal was in labor, votzi uber is yadav chatacha, and the uber stuck out its foreleg, and someone cut off that foreleg, so it's Eivor Menachai, v'achar kach shachat esimo, and then yeshachted the mother, habasar tahar, the meat of that baby is going to be tahar, because it wasn't a food at the time that it touched the foreleg, so it didn't become tameh. But if you shechted the mother and then you cut the foreleg off, and meaning the foreleg that had come out of the womb, habasar maga nevela, then the meat of the fetus is something that had touched a nevela, because it already was a food as soon as the animal was shechted. That is the shita of Rav Meir. By touching the foreleg, the meat of the fetus is like something that touched a trefa that was shechted. It's not like something that touched a nevela. By a trefa, if an animal is a trefa, it's an ill animal, and you do a shchita, it does not become nevela, it doesn't have tumas nevela. So when you shecht the animal, you are metaher the limb of the baby that came out from tumas nevela, even though you're not allowed to eat it. Meaning, shchita doesn't always matir achila, it doesn't need to be matir achila in order to be effective. That's the point. You could shecht a behema trefa, it's not matir to eat, it's still behema trefa, but at least it's not a nevela. So over here also, it has the same impact on the limb. Amar lem Rameir, Rameir says, lo, im tira shchitas trefa osa davar shagufa, titar zeiver davar sheinu gufa. How can you compare the two cases? When you shecht a trefa animal, you are the animal itself is no longer a nevela, but the aver of the fetus, which is not part of the animal, that will still be a nevela. Minayin the trefa shchitas matarta. How do I know that if you do a shchita on a behema trefa, that it's not going to be nevela, that it's not going to have tumas nevela, behema tamei asura b'achila, because a behema tamei cannot be eaten. So af trefa asura b'achila, and a trefa is also not allowed to be eaten. So ma behema tamei ein shchitas mitarta. Well, in the case of behema tamei, if you shecht it, it does not. It's not mitarit from tumas nevela. So af trefa lo titaren shchitasa. So then shechting a trefa shouldn't be mitarit either. Says the Mishnah, lo, you should not make that comparison. Marta behema tamei shlo. A behema tamei was never something that was destined to be kosher. Tomer betreifa shasa kosher. A treifa when it was born was not yet a treifa, and therefore was destined to be a kosher animal. And then something happened to make it a treifa. So therefore, shchita could take away tumas nevela. So tolucha mashe evesa. However, says the Mishnah, take that back. Harishanold the treifa minabetin minayin. Because by that logic, if the animal was born a treifa, then the shchita should not take away the nevela status. So look, so even if the animal is born a trefa, the shechita works to take away its nevela status. Because a marta behema tamei shekein ein b'mina shechita. By a behema tamei, a pig, an elephant, there is no shechita on such animals. Tomer b'trefa sheish b'mina shechita. By a trefa, it happens to be a sick cow, a sick sheep. But cows and sheep have shechita, and therefore shechita, even on a sick cow or a sick sheep, will work for something to take away the status of nevela. Ben shmon achai, if it was an 8-month pregnancy from a cow, ein shchitas mitarta. The shchita does not mitar it from becoming a nevela. Lefishein b'mina shchita, because there's no shchita for an animal of that type. It's just like a non-kosher animal where the shchita doesn't do anything. It's not even able to be mitar it from tumas nevela. Meaning, we assume a cow like a human being has a 9-month pregnancy, and if it's born after 8 months, it's going to die. Just like we assume the same thing in halacha about a human being, even nowadays, with modern medicine, that is no longer the mitzius. Mishnah Hey, Hashochet is a behema. If someone shechts a behema and it was pregnant, Umatzaba ben Shmonachai Omes, and you find in a fetus 8 months in that's either dead or alive, O ben Tisha Mes, or a fetus that's 9 months in and the fetus is dead. Koru Motzi Esdamo, you tear it open without shechting any further and you take out its blood and then you eat it, meaning the shechita of the mother works for the fetus, but the blood remains aser. Matzaba ben Tisha Chai, if you find a 9-month fetus, inside Ton Shchita, it needs its own Shchita, because it was already full term, the Shchita, the mother doesn't help, V'chayiv Bosov Espino, and you cannot shecht it on the same day that you shechted the mother, because there's a din of Bosov Espino that you're not allowed to shecht on the same day, Div Rabbi Meir. V'chamor Mim Shchita Simo Metarato, that even in the case of the 9-month pregnancy, the Shchita, the mother, works for it. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says, Afil Ben Shmona Shanim V'chorish Prasada, even if the 9-month fetus was born, and I mean it was brought, taken out of the animal, and it's 8 years old already, and it's working in the field, Shchita Simo Metarato, the Shchita, the mother, will be Metarit. So if it drops dead in the field at the age of 8 years old, you're allowed to just eat it. Krav Matzah Ben Shichai, if you tear open the animal and you find a living 9-month fetus, Tosh Shchita Levishlo Nishchata Imo, then you need to do a Shchita, because the mother never was Shechted, so the Shchita of the mother can't help, because there wasn't a Shchita of the mother. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalu we spoke about a behema that was in labor, and the fetus stuck its hand out and you cut it off, and then you shechted the mother, so it's not going to have tumas nevela. But if you shechted the mother and then you cut the hand off, so then the meat of the fetus is something Rameir considers as something that touched a nevela, whereas the Chum is treated as if it's something that touched a trefa that was shechted. The Mishnah makes the Tanakam makes the point that shechita of the trefa takes away tumas nevela, and therefore it should be matar this aver as well. And Rameir says no, shchita of a trefa will take away the tumas nevela, but that's because it's this animal itself, but that has no bearing on the fetus. And then the Mishnah wanted to know how we know that shchita of a trefa is mitaherit. So we tried to compare it to behema tameya. The Mishnah didn't like that comparison to behema tameya. Then we said that a ben shmona chai, the shchita will not be metarit because it's ein bemino shchita. And then in Mishnah Hei we said that if you shecht the behema and you find a ben shmona chai or ben shmona meis or ben tisha meis, you can eat it, but you can't eat its dam. If you find a ben tisha chai, a fully formed living animal, it requires shchita and is chayiv also vesmeno according to Rameir. And the Chum Mermekel, and they say no, the shchita the mother works for it. And Rabbi Shimon Shazuri is even more mekel, that even if it's already 8 years old and plowing in the field, the mother's shchita works for it. If you tear open an animal and didn't shecht it and find a living baby inside of it, that baby is going to require shchita because the mother never had a proper shchita. Okay, next time we'll pick up the Perek Dalet in Mishnah Vav.